Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, sign language and the sciences. We'll consider the limits of learning for the deaf when there's no universal sign for quantum mechanics and other basic terms. And Yucca Mountain, rest in peace. Are there lessons to be learned from the decades-long battle over what to do with America's nuclear waste? But we begin today with media for young minds. Twitter, real-time video and news feeds, and the endless churning of the blogosphere make this a great time to be a news junkie. That is, unless you're a millennial. A 2007 Harvard study found that the rank and file of Generation Y is consistently less engaged and less knowledgeable about current events than older demographics. Former New York Times editor, now entrepreneur, Holly Ogilvo hopes to turn the tide of current events ignorance. She's founder and editor-in-chief of GoKicker.com. It's a website that adapts the news cycle for the 35 and younger set. Holly Ogilvo, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. Thank you so much for having me.
Anything come to mind that illustrates how out of touch millennials are with current affairs?
Yeah, I think one really clear example is when Osama bin Laden was killed. And Yahoo actually released a study a couple days later showing that fully two-thirds of the searches that were done online for who is Osama bin Laden were done by teenagers aged 13 to 17.
Mm. What kind of long-term problem does this, an under-informed generation from the sounds of it, present for the country?
Well, I think there are so many issues that come up, from civic engagement to, you know, the future of the news industry. I think a lot of mainstream news publications are really concerned about readership trends. But I guess one of the big questions is what are they doing to reach out to young people? And that's what we're trying to do at GoKicker.com.
Any clues as to why millennials and those younger, from the sounds of it, are not engaging with traditional media like newspapers?
Yes. You know, you cited that Harvard study, and there have actually been numerous studies that show over and over exactly the same trends. And there are several reasons why young people say that they're not engaged in news, and they're really specific. The first one is that they feel overwhelmed. There are, as you mentioned, there are so many news sources. There's so much coming through your Twitter and Facebook feed. So that's number one, bewilderment and overwhelm. Number two, confusion. They lack background knowledge and stories lack context. If you see a front page story and you've never heard of Assad, then you really are not really sure what's going on in Syria. It's hard for you to dive into the story.
Mm.
The number three reason is boredom. A lot of millennials report that news stories just aren't presented in a very compelling way for them. Number four reason is disconnect. They feel like news is not really reaching them where they live and doesn't really speak their language. And number five is helplessness. A lot of millennials are really socially minded and they want to take action when they hear a news story, but they don't necessarily know how. Mm. And news generally leaves people on their own in terms of, you know, an action element, unless it's a big, huge event like the tsunami in Japan or what happened in Haiti. But, you know, day to day on a regular basis, news does not tell you exactly what you can do to take action. So those are the big five challenges with millennials.
We're talking with Holly Ogilvo. She's editor-in-chief of Kicker, about producing news for netizens, digital natives, millennials, whatever you want to call those raised on the internet. Well, while they may not be news savvy, this is a very socially connected and socially involved demographic. How does Kicker appeal to those habits?
Yeah, that's a great question. Of course, we're social, so you know, we're on social media, but we also incorporate some of that into our stories. So, you know, on any typical day, a story will incorporate right into it tweets, videos, infographics, photos, maps, charts, whatever helps you understand the story. And we've heard a lot of feedback from young people saying, this is how I want to engage with news. This is how I want to be informed. And we're also experimenting with, you know, really innovative, you know, news formats. So, for example, when the conflict in Gaza really was heating up, we did a story that was entirely in the format of a glossary. And we got tons of really positive feedback from that. Because most people reading the story, didn't necessarily have, you know, at the top of their mind what the background in Gaza is.
Mm-hmm.
So we just redefined what is Gaza, who are the Palestinians, what is Hamas, and how is it different from the PLO? And people just said to us, thank you. This is what I needed. So we're doing things like that. We've done stories, whole stories in the form of social media feeds. We did a story in the form of an infographic, the whole story. We've done Q&As. We're really trying to take a different approach.
I wonder if you, as others have been, I know teachers are trying this, are accused of sort of dumbing down information for this cohort.
I think, of course, there's a danger of dumbing down, but what we're really trying to do on Kicker is simplify without dumbing down, make things very clear and help readers feel smart, not feel stupid. And also give them, places to go if they want to dive deeper into the story. So really we think of it as sort of an on-ramp, a starting point. If you need a place to get oriented on the fiscal cliff, here's a place to start. And then here are some places and ways to go deeper.
You said your target audience or people are responding, saying, I get it now. It's really positive. But how about reaching users? How are you going to bring more in?
That is a great question. And, of course, as anyone in media can tell you, that's a real challenge. So, as I said, we're on Twitter and Facebook, and we have plans to really significantly expand our social outreach, in January, and also to do some sort of innovative outreach programs to campuses. So we're looking at, personal outreach, expanding our social networks. Basically anything we can do to really truly connect. We're really interested in making true connections.
You're a former newspaper person, Holly. Looking forward, do you think that more media outlets are going to adjust their coverage to appeal to millennials as they age?
I honestly think that's already happening in a lot of ways, and I'm not even sure if it's a conscious effort to appeal to millennials per se, but just, it's just sort of a fact of life and just in terms of media innovation. I think that, people are really experimenting with innovative story forms, and a lot of people are doing some really interesting things. So I do think there's a huge opportunity, and I think that a lot of really innovative thinking is being done about this.
Holly Ojavo, a former editor at The New York Times, now current editor-in-chief of Kicker. Holly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We have links to some Kicker stories as well as a video of Holly speaking about how the social media generation works with news. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.